bills this winter. Regulator Ofgem's raised the price cap because wholesale gas and electricity costs are going up. The average annual household bill will be £94. Single mum Laurie Williams says she can't afford to heat her home.
2 weeks into the month, all the money's gone on bills, so there is no extra. So any extra now that's going to come on gas and electric is highly likely probably not going to get paid. And that's a worry, because you actually think, at what point do they take action to then, I don't know, cut you off?
The Chancellor says it's silly to think about his autumn statement in terms of the timing of the next general election, despite rushing through a national insurance cut. Many Tory MPs think Jeremy Hunt's plans hint that we'll vote next year. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says the director of its biggest hospital has been arrested by the Israel Defense Forces, who believe militants are operating from beneath it. Some of Al-Shifa's medical staff have also been detained. Meanwhile, a four-day pause in fighting and a hostage-for-prisoner swap deal has been delayed. Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy says he hopes the first women and children will be freed from Gaza tomorrow.
At the moment, the talks are ongoing. This is a very sensitive situation, so I have to be careful what I say, and I hope that we can begin to release the first batch tomorrow and get them out of the Hamas-held dungeons that they've been held in.
672,000 more people arrived into the UK than left in the 12 months to June. The official figure, which covers both legal and illegal migration, is up from 607,000 on the previous year. The leader of an anti-immigration party appears on course to win the Dutch election. Geert Wilders promised a referendum on leaving the EU during his campaign. And the wife of the Pogues frontman Shane McGowan says he's out of hospital. He's believed to have been in intensive care for the past few months with a serious infection. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM. Thanks very much to Chris Milligan.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now let's have a look at the weather and for today and over the weekend. Now top temperatures today are going to be 12 degrees, sunny in Tools and a moderate breeze. Quite cloudy in Brentwood. It says the best of sunshine might come through about 2 or 3 o'clock and it's just peeking through the clouds. Otherwise it's quite an overcast day. Tomorrow, Friday, 7 degrees are feeling a lot colder with some sunny intervals throughout the day. And then you've got some sunshine on a Saturday, but it will be 6 degrees minus 1 overnight and some bright sunshine on a crisp Saturday morning.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow. And I'm getting very confused because I'm not here tomorrow. I'm actually off to London. London town. So I won't be here tomorrow. Keith will be sitting in for me, though, if I get my teeth in. And, yeah, he'll be here tomorrow between 10 and 1. Also, we've got a schedule change because Bob is in after me with 1, 2, 3. It's 2 days of Bob this week. So you can check him out coming up at 1 o'clock. Oh dear, I don't know whether to have my roots done. My hair is going very, I don't know, very grey and sort of very, very, very dark blonde hair, almost brown, but not. It's not even brown. It's like that. If you've got blonde hair, it's like the darkest of the darkest blonde you can have. So, and then underneath at the back, I've got sort of a tinge of red or copper in my hair. So, yeah, it's all a bit strange. I had lots of hair cut off a couple of weeks ago. So it's a long bob at the moment. It's still to my shoulders, but I was getting to a stage where I looked like a lady who had lots of cats, and I didn't like that because my hair is pretty wild. So I don't know. I need to get my eyebrows done because I'm meeting a friend tomorrow, and my eyebrows are growing halfway down my eyelids. I say this quite often, but I don't know why. I was like, why would you get, I've got like eyebrow hair on the corner of my eye on my eyelid. It's like, but why? My eyebrows have gone quite sparse. I think I need to get some thickening treatment. I've actually been using for the last couple of weeks again my eyelash growing serum. And I've noticed this morning as I put my mascara on, I'm like, wow, it really works. It really does. If you are somebody that wears a lot of those falsies, try it out. Men and women, you can try it out. You just put one swipe across your eyelashes before you go to bed. And yeah, it gives about sort of 2 or 3 weeks. And then you suddenly go, oh, my eyelashes. What's that noise? Can you hear that? Sounds like there's an elephant outside. Hold on a second. What's going on? Let's turn the music down. Can you hear that? God, it's like a wildebeest. Oh, isn't it great? Oh, they're doing some sort of removal. A remover of a wildebeest. It's not me, by the way. It's not me. Nice. Oh, thank you. That was a kind comment. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody's put a comment about my singing video. Thank you. What the hell? Listen. Hello? It's like being in the Serengeti. Oh, dear. Never mind. Anyway, coming up on the show, we've got plenty of great music. I'm going to be having a look at some of the stories in the papers today to see what is happening. I don't think there's anything... Well, there's lots of terrible things happening, as you know, but I'm going to try and keep it nice and light with the conversation about what's going on in the world. And, yeah, we'll have some of your requests. Have you got requests today? I don't mind doing a request now and again. I'm not, you know, not that bad. I do like to have your requests. As long as it's not get off air, you old bat, which I do get occasionally, but, you know. I tell you what, that business award that we won from Brentwood Business Awards for best community, you know, for our best wonderful station in the whole of the country, it's a lethal weapon. It's very sharp. You fall on that, it's goodbye, Mr. Fry. Very, very, it's a dangerous weapon, that is. Now, I've been looking everywhere for a tree, and I managed to find one. So, I'm going to be the tree that we've got currently at Phoenix FM for Christmas. As I said to you, it's been here since I've been here, and I've been here years. And it's a bit like myself, it's kind of falling to bits. So, I'm going to take it with me, and it's going to go in the bin. I think it used to light up. I mean, if you plugged it in now, it'd probably do the fuses in this place, but I found one. I actually went on to Facebook Marketplace, and I thought, I wonder if anyone's selling. People must get rid of their trees because they upgrade them, don't they? I upgraded my tree, but I think I threw my other one away actually. So I found one literally around the corner. It's going to cost me £7, and I thought, oh, I'll treat Minia to a new Christmas tree. So hopefully it'll look a lot better than the other one. I mean, it might not. It might be actually worse. But it's a 5-foot tree, and I thought, yeah, just do it. Just do it. The other one, you have to, the other Christmas tree we've got here, you have to lean it up against the wall. Because there's only two little prongs for the feet, so it kind of, you know, and people have walked into it as well, and then it falls over, and it's just, yeah, it's not worth it. Do you know what I mean? Not worth it. I want to see if I can get some stencils for the windows. I fancy doing that. You know that snow thing you can do on the windows? Maybe I'll have it. Yeah, but then I've got to try and get it off, haven't I? That's the only thing. Maybe not. Oh dear, oh dear. I had been drinking black coffee last night as well. I don't know what's wrong with me. Girls Aloud are back, yay, which is fabulous. They're doing a series of gigs. I wouldn't mind going to see Girls Aloud. They were a great band, actually. 21 years is when they first all got together. Since they won Pop Stars, The Rivals. And as you know, very sadly, Sarah Harding from the band passed away. I think it was last year or the year before. Time goes so quickly. And the girls are back, and they're going to be doing new music. And it's fantastic to see, but very sad. They will have, obviously, tributes throughout the show, I would imagine, to Sarah, who was diagnosed with cancer. She passed away. It was in 2021. That's gone very, very quickly. We all started talking about the possibility of doing something to celebrate Girls Aloud 20th anniversary a few years ago. The anniversary seemed like an obvious thing that we could celebrate, but when Sarah fell ill, all our priorities changed, and she passed away a year before the anniversary, and it didn't feel right. It felt too soon. The plan is to do a celebrate tour for their late friend, which is lovely. I wouldn't mind going to see Girls Aloud. I always thought they were great. In fact, you know what? I love this. I'm going to play it, actually, because I don't... oh, here we go. Oh, what have I done? I just leant on something then. That was not good. I don't want to tell you what happened there. That was bad. Let's have a look. Girls Aloud. There we go. This is my favourite, actually, if I can find it. I love this song. This is Girls Aloud with Can't Speak French. you can get in contact with the show. Find me at Eat My Brunch, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. You can send me a voice note as well if you want to get it played on air. And messages, anything you like. I love it. A little bit of contact.
My heart is beating out of rhythm all night. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know about your kind. And so, 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 I'll have to play.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back! At the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, we're all thinking about a dream getaway at the moment, aren't we? The weather being absolutely awful. A little bit of winter sun. A lot of people do that, don't they? Go for the winter sun. But you can do long weekends and things. That's sometimes a nice option, isn't it? Going on a Thursday and then coming back on a Monday. Do you know what? I fancy going to Barcelona. I would love somebody to come to Barcelona with me, just so I can go there. I've never been. Maybe do a tapas tour on one day, which means you go into all the little tapas bars and you get a tour and you walk along and have a little bit. That'd be nice. And then just to explore. I have been, I went for a long weekend to Valencia a good couple of years ago. That was interesting. Very hot though, and I did not burn all my face. I was out on a push bike. It was one of these really rickety old push bikes, and I managed to burn my nose. Well, it is quite prominent on my face. But the beach, I was right opposite the beach in Valencia, and it was gorgeous. It was lovely. I've not been back. I think I'd like to go, Barcelona. I wouldn't mind going. I've always said I'd like to go to New Orleans. Definitely want to go to Japan. I think, New Orleans. I don't know, maybe just for a couple of days, just to see what it's like. And then you go on to another place. And I want to go to New Orleans for the food and the music. Yeah. I mean, there's only so much food you can get down your neck. You know, I'm not. But I am a foodie, and I like Cajun food, but I'd like to taste it in New Orleans. All right, coming up next, Jacob Reddy, a brand new track called Breaking Me Down. He was my guest last week. Check him out online.
Oh, you think so you got me? Figured out. Can't stop me. I'll scream and shout and shout and shout. I fell to the bottom of the reservoir so I could drink the rain. I shook hands with the fire so I could feel the flame. Falling apart, apart, apart. Don't you know that I'm choking on my heart, my heart, my heart? 'Cause I'm not one to be somber in the tune of my melodies. Pass through all of the hard days, you never brought me.
Push me inside. I was born to stop breaking me down. You do it right now. Oh, you do it so. Sacrifices my years, throw it all away.
Is Madness. They've got a brand new album out, which I think is fighting for the number one spot at the moment. Better get some tracks from that. Love a bit of Madness. That is them with Michael Caine. Before that, we had Jacob Red. No, we didn't. We had Kylie Minogue. And then we had Jacob Reddy. I love that Kylie Minogue song. I might actually, you know, I've not actually got an album. It's terrible because I'm a musician and I should really. But I haven't actually bought a physical album for such a long time because so many people just release singles. You know, it's just, you know, you get loads and loads of singles out. But I really want to get the Kylie Minogue one because I think it's, you know, everybody says it's amazing. And I love that song. It's just such a good pop song. It is just such a good one. And she looks amazing. She really does. The video for that is just brilliant. I just love the way she comes back. She just keeps coming back with more and more hits. She's just great. Love it. I've never seen her live. I wouldn't mind seeing her live. I've been watching like the videos of Madonna, and I know Mrs. G went to see Madonna. So it was a great show. And I would love to have gone to see Madonna. Maybe I'll catch her next time around. If she does any more gigs, I suspect she will. She'll do more because people want to see her. There's no, I mean, she. This is a sold-out tour. There's no way if she came back at, you know, 70 or 75 and did a gig and put a load of shows on, people would be going to see her because they want to hear the tunes. They want to see this person, you know. It doesn't matter. I don't care whether Madonna was sat down on a chair, you know, singing the songs. I'd still love to have gone and seen it. I mean, I love the energy of the earlier shows. I mean, if you're going back about 30 years, they were incredible, some of those shows. You can have a look at some of the early concerts. There's one, I think, where she's doing a bit of a takeoff with John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. And there's two backing vocalists. They're singing. She's done up in a white suit. They're done up in white suits. And she does this part in this song where she basically, you know, like a Cossack kind of dancing where they go down, they crouch down and back up. She does that. And she's turning round. I mean, I wonder her knees are bad now. But it's just phenomenal to watch. I mean, she's, you know, a fantastic dancer. And considering that, you know, some people have said she seems a bit slow during this concert. Well, she nearly died 4 months ago. She nearly died. She had some sort of blood problem, didn't she? Infection. And she nearly died. So she was gearing up for the tour. Then she nearly died and was in hospital, really bad. And within 4 months, she's back doing a world tour. I mean, you've got, you know, hands up, or hats off, rather, to Madonna. We do, you know, she gets a lot of, I don't know, she gets a lot of bad press, doesn't she? But she don't care. She's sitting on, what, nearly £1 billion or something? Why would she care? She don't care. She can work with anybody in the world. She can go out with anybody she wants to, possibly. And living the dream life. So good luck to her. That's what I say. Now, talking of Madonna, this is one of my favourites by her, and you don't hear it that often. Here's Secret.
Things haven't been the same since you came into my life. You found to touch my soul, and I'm never, ever, ever gonna let it go. Happiness lies in your own hand. It took me much too long to understand how it could be until you shared your
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look on to the roads and see what's happening out there. Now, first off to Brook Street roundabout. That's flowing nicely. You do have some roadworks, though. Nag's Head Lane at the A1023 with temporary traffic signals, and also on London Road at Westwood Avenue. Wilson's Corner a little bit busy, as it always is. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Eagle Way. That's at Essex Way. And a road closed due to telecoms work on Horn Green Lane, both ways from Park Avenue to Hutton Village. Heading down the M25 from the Brook Street roundabout is looking fine, and coming back through the tunnel. One lane closed due to construction on the A127 South and Arterial Road westbound. That's at the B186 Worley Street. And also you've got temporary traffic signals at Shepherd's Hill at Phillida Road. That's over near Harold Wood Station. Heading up the M25 towards the M11, you've got a clear run. And if you're heading up towards Chelmsford, no problems. Until you get to, let's have a look, the A130. There's 13-minute delays there, northbound between the A130, A12, Junction 17, Howell Green. Average speed is down to about 10 mile an hour. Got a lovely picture of Francesca's eyebrow. Thanks for sending that in. I can't see a problem with it. You haven't? She said she's got eyebrow hair halfway down her eyelid as well. I can't see it myself. Looks fine to me. I can't see. I thought they looked absolutely fine. I can't see any problem at all. Check out my eyebrows. Mind you, let me just put my glasses on. Hold on. I'm going to have a look on my phone. Let me just get a little look. Check out my eyebrow. No, there's nothing. Oh, hold on. Oh, there's big hair. Oh, there is one. But you've got nice shaped eyebrows. That is just, what, is that a lone hair? That is just a lone hair. That's like mine. You want to get some tweezers, love. Do you know what? You know when you're getting older, when in your bag, you've got, my mum used to have this face shaver, and it used to make me laugh. She won't mind me saying this. She's not here with us anymore, but she wouldn't mind me saying it. But I'll be in the car going to, we'd be going to Lakeside on our regular Sunday trips out. And you'd hear, Mum, what are you doing in the car for? Well, I can't, you know, I have to, because I've got this little whisker in the car. And then she'd turn around and go, no, you've missed it. Oh, for God's sake, I don't care. I said, well, you do obviously care. I said, because you've just been shaving your face. I said, so try again. It's been driving along. And then the funniest thing was, probably about a year or two after Mum passed away, I had to buy one myself, and I got it home, and it was exactly the same model. I was like, oh no. I was like, you know, taking off the black hairs. I seem to get these black hairs, I've said it before, they just like suddenly appear, but they must have been there for a while. I think my nose hair was the worst one when I was going out with my friend, and they went, what's that hanging out your nose? And I went, what do you mean? It's a big black hair. But since then, I've not had that problem again. I don't know whether it was a random kind of hair that got a bit carried away and carried on growing. I don't know what it was. But if you're a female out there, you know, it's just one of those things. Yeah, that little face shaver Mum had. And it looked like lipstick, okay? Kind of like a little bit bigger lip. But you can be able to do your eyebrows and, you know, if you've got hairy toes, they're the good things to have in your bag. But what I'm saying is, these are the things you have to have. A magnifying glass, for a start. Pet set of tweezers and one of the face shavers. It was always the case of turning around to my mum and going, no, you've missed a bit. Oh, I don't care. I'm not going to bother. Just get the shaver out before we go to Lakeside and get rid of that. I can see it. I can see the light on your face. Oh, I don't care. I'm too old to worry about things like that. I said, yeah, right. She's sitting there in full makeup, my mum, with her nails painted. Her toenails were always painted as well, and her hair's done. I was like, yeah, like you don't care about your appearance. Come on. Oh, great memories. She was so funny. And my dad was very lucky with the parents I had. Here is Harry. This is So Real. I'm
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products, design signage, you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
All right, coming up in a while, we've got more. Well, actually, we've got some more new music now. This is amazing. You can go along and sing with this choir, actually. Once a month, they meet up in London. Find out more about the House Choir. I spoke to Natalie a couple of weeks ago. You can check the interview out online. But they've been, I think they were actually on the new Kylie Minogue album. They've worked with some amazing people like Tom Jones doing vocal arrangements. But they actually have a choir that you can go along and you can join in, and they give out sheets and I think you sing along with them. It doesn't cost very much to do it, and it's a great night out. So if you've ever wanted to experience singing along with a gospel choir, you can, which I would love to do. And also they've got this brand new track out. This is called Angels, and this is the House Choir.
Angels watching over me.
House Gospel Choir.
Watching over me.
Yeah, here we go.
I had a dream that you were here. When I woke up, you were gone. I try to trace the memory of your face before it fades into the dawn. When I'm feeling heavy, even though it's hard, I pray the Lord my soul to keep with angels standing guard. I got my
angels over me.
Over me. They never tell you what you need to know. We're just out here on our own. Yeah. And every time you send me signs to let me know, alone. When I'm celebrating, it's you I'm thinking of. Look at me, I turn out good, surrounded by your love. When I'm feeling heavy, even though it's hard, pray the Lord my soul to keep with angels standing guard. I got my
angels,
angels
over me,
over me. I know that I got them watching me, and I pray that they keep on watching over me.
And I know that I got them watching me.
Watching
me, and I know that I got them watching me. And my angels keep on watching me. And I
this song. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Angels watching all on me. I'm joining in a kind of bit. Got those angels watching over me. I just love that song. It's brilliant, isn't it? Absolutely love it. 10:55, we've got more new music coming up after 11 as well with Blue Scar, who I know is listening out there. Hello! And Amelia as well. So I'll be introducing that song after 11 o'clock. We'll probably kick off into the next hour with that track. That was the House Gospel Choir with Angels. And next up, we've got Ears and Ears with Starstruck. Sorry, got so over emotional.
Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Sundays. Roast beef, Yorkshire puddings, your feet up with the Sunday papers, all great ways to spend the day,
but not really that fun.
This weekend, join Tony Smith and Phoenix 98 FM for Sunday Lunch. With the music news and strange stories from around the world. Interviews, chart update and movie reviews. It's 2 hours of great entertainment and great music. Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith. Sundays from midday. Put the fun back into your Sunday. Phoenix 98 FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.